You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. And now we're going to transition to our final segment of Insight, which is all about music. And if you love the music from the Tony Award-winning Book of Mormon, maybe you're going to be interested in a sing-along. Empire Arts Collective is hosting an event this coming Monday, September 24th, at the Federalist Public House and Beer Garden in Sacramento. And you can sing your heart out then in the studio with me, Empire Arts Collective founders Emily Perez. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah.
Jessalee Windhouse. Hi, Jessalee.
Hi.
And we have to have a voice with us as well, so singer Jake Leahy is here too. Hi.
Hi there.
Glad to have you here, Jake. So, Emily, you've been hosting sing-alongs since 2015.
Yeah.
How do they go?
They went great. So, kind of on a lark, in 2015, we heard that there were Hamilton sing-alongs going around the country, and Jessalee and I talked about it, and we're like, that sounds like really fun. We should do that here in Sacramento. And we were pretty surprised when, like, 125 people showed up to the first one we did.
But Hamilton was so popular,
yeah.
And people knew every single word to that musical.
It was, but this was also 2015, so Hamilton had only been out for about 6 months then.
Oh,
it hadn't come to San Francisco. So its popularity was not then what it is now, but obviously it had struck a chord.
And now Book of Mormon, which is hugely popular, and audiences do know almost every word.
Yeah, it is definitely a very popular musical, and it's one of my favorites. Yeah, it's a great musical. I'm really excited that we're doing it. And we got a lot of, we tend to poll our audience and see what musicals they want us to do next for sing-along. And so we got this one a lot requested.
So the Monday night event is pizza, drinks, you sing along, you can watch along, observe. But somehow there's a sign up here, right? What has to happen?
Yeah, to sign up to sing. So the way we do it is that everyone in the audience can sing along through the whole thing. And many people love to do that. You can watch along. It's kind of like a hybrid of karaoke and a musical. So
right.
An outlet for people who love musicals to sing, which is discouraged if you go to a musical. You're not supposed to sing from the audience.
Absolutely.
Right?
You're not supposed to.
Yeah,
right.
It's like terrible etiquette to do that. Although we found out that many people long to. And so we're providing an outlet for that. If people want to sign up, they can buy a ticket first, and then we have they can email us through the website, and they can be a song leader if they want to sing a solo with everybody while we're singing along.
Jake, were you one of those that knew every word to Hamilton?
I actually wasn't. I wasn't able to be there that day, but I will be there for Book of Mormon on Monday.
In fact, you're going to give us a little preview, aren't you?
Yes, yes, I am.
Yeah, so I know we have a track. What are you performing for us?
I'm performing I Believe.
Okay.
Yes.
So here's Jake Leahy, who, by the way, you can see at Roseville Theater Arts Academies in a production right now of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. If you're at home, if you're in your car, please sing along. So here goes Jake Leahy.
Ever since I was a child, I tried to be the best. So what happened? My family and friends all said I was blessed. So what happened? It was supposed to be all so exciting to be teaching of Christ across the sea. But I allowed my faith to be shaken. Oh, what's the matter with me? I've always longed to help the needy, to do the things I've never dared. This was the time for me to step up. So then why was I so scared? A warlord who shoots people in the face. What's so scary about that? I must trust that my Lord is mightier and always has my back. Now I must be completely devout. I can't have even one shred of doubt. I believe that the Lord God created the universe. I believe that he sent his only son to die for my sins. And I believe that ancient Jews built boats and sailed to America. I am a Mormon, and a Mormon just believes. You cannot just believe partway. You have to believe in it all. My problem was doubting the Lord's will instead of standing tall. Now I must be completely devout. Time to set my worries free. Time to show the world what Elder Price is about and share the power inside of me. I believe that Lord
current president of the church, Thomas Monson, speaks directly to God. I am a Mormon, and dang it, a Mormon just believes.
Jake Leahy, it's so hard to be quiet during a performance like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is why a sing-along is great. Mm-hmm. So, Jake, you weren't looking to either side of you, but here's Emily and Jessalie on either side. Eyes closed, arms waving, lips syncing with you. They are so ready to go. So this is the Book of Mormon sing-along. It's Monday night. Is there room for a lot of people?
Yeah, the Federalist fits about 125 people, I would say. And mm-hmm. yeah, our events have gotten pretty packed before. We have tickets available. And yeah, it's first come, first serve. So,
Jake, where did you study music? How young did you start singing?
I've only been singing for about 3 years. And
really?
I'm self-taught, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
What prompted you to pop out of whatever you were spending your time with before and start singing?
I started out playing trumpet and brass instruments like that. I played for 10 years, but... my uncle used to be into the theatrics, and so it was my father, and I've always wanted to do it, and I finally jumped in senior year of high school, and here I am.
Ah, so the run is happening right now of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum?
Yes. It runs until the 29th.
All right. We should post a link to Roseville Theater Arts Academies as well. You two have some other events going on. There's some improv. There's Taps and Tales. Jessalie, you want to talk about some of the other opportunities?
Yeah. So this Saturday, we're doing a storytelling slam similar to The Moth. That'll be Saturday, September 22nd. We're doing that at Sudwerk Brewing Company in Davis in partnership with Bike City Theater Company, and that's just a storytelling competition that'll be at 7. And then we also have our sing-along, and then we're doing a monthly improv series with Bike City Theater Company in Sudwerk. It's every first Tuesday of the month at Sudwerk at 6:30 p.m. We're doing a little improv workshop.
What's the goal here? What's the big pitch to the community, Emily?
So for us, the big pitch to the community is we create unique opportunities for people to participate in the performing arts. So we're always looking for ways to get people more involved directly, whether it's in this kind of just fun community experience of singing along, whether it's learning things, whether it's professional artists that we're looking to give a platform or an opportunity to grow. We're just kind of incubating projects at all different levels so that people can participate in the performing arts from amateur to professional.
Jake, so many people who only sing in their shower or in their car very loudly, mm-hmm. especially at red lights, will say that they imagine that feeling of really being able to belt it out must just be all of what living is about,
yeah.
You know, such a full experience. So when you finally started singing and having the voice that you have, did you have that moment?
Eventually, it started out timid, because you always start out timid. You've been singing in your shower and you just haven't let it out in front of anyone. But once you become comfortable and you just find that safe place, it feels so great to just belt the song that you want, love, in front of people who also enjoy the same music that you do.
What musical do you dream about doing?
Oh, that I dream about doing. There's so many out there. Next to Normal is a good one. Shrek the Musical, it's a nice popular one right now.
yeah, it is. Great songs, too. And that's the thing about music from the musicals. It's very inviting to have those highs and to get your biochemistry really going, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I mean, everyone loves singing in the shower, in the car, or whatever, right? And you love it because you get to blast up the music, and then you kind of just are like, I'm singing, I'm doing the best, right? And I think that's why people really love the musicals. I think we search for these opportunities for like community experiences of joy. That's how someone explained it who comes to these sing-alongs. They're like, we just need these moments to connect with each other about pieces of art that we love, and to do it in a kind of physical way is really amazing.
Or to believe, in the case of the Book of Mormon, that you, just like Jake Leahy, are a missionary on your way to Uganda, explaining why it is to believe. All right, so one more time, it's the Empire Arts Collective. The sing-along is Monday, September 24th. Checking in time is 5:30 if you are a singer, and the event is at the Federalist Public House and Garden in Sacramento. It's in an alleyway, correct?
Correct, yes. Matt Suyali.
Yeah. And to ensure that you get a ticket now, you can go to our website, which is empireartscollective.com. just to make sure you get a space. Hamilton sold out and there were 20 people waiting in line for standby tickets.
Okay.
So if you really want to come, we just always suggest making sure that you make that happen beforehand.
Okay, everybody. Thanks for coming in. Emily Perez, Jessely Windhouse, and Jake Leahy, keep us up on your career, okay? All right, that's Insight for today. The links will be posted at capradio.org/insight. I'm Beth Ruriak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, and Bert Johnson. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. There's the Book of Mormon. We'll see you tomorrow.
Life is about to change for you. And life is about to change for me. And life is about to change for you and me. But me mostly. And there's no limit to what we can do, me and you. But mostly...